News, I'm Joe Palca. Diplomats from Russia, Iran, and Turkey were unable Tuesday to agree on the makeup of a UN-sponsored Syrian constitutional committee, but they called for it to convene early next year, aimed at a peace process to end Syria's nearly eight-year war. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and his Iranian and Turkish counterparts issued a joint statement after meeting outgoing UN Syrian envoy Staffan de Mistura.
I'm going to report to the Security Council and the Secretary General. And there is still an extra mile to be taken, but we do certainly appreciate the intensive work that has been done, and we have taken note of the efforts which have been done so far.
There was no mention made of the composition of the committee, suggesting continuing disagreement over the proposed list of candidates submitted by Damascus and the opposition. Washington Institute for Near Policy analyst Andrew Tabler called it a setback and blamed Moscow.
I think the Russian party has been intransigent and unwilling to bring the regime towards the opposition and the neutral party's stance on the negotiations.
De Mistura, in the post of UN envoy for the past 4 years, has tried to seal a deal on the identity of the 150 participants in the committee since January. An inquiry into the Zimbabwean army's actions against post-election protests earlier this year condemned the use of live fire that left six people dead. President Emmerson Mnangagwa read out portions of the report.
The use of live ammunition directed at people, especially when they were fleeing, was clearly unjustified and disproportionate.
The protests erupted following a delay in the release of results of the July 30th ballot, giving Mr. Mnangagwa a win over opposition candidate Nelson Chamisa. This is VOA News. The British government said Tuesday it will implement plans for a no-deal withdrawal from the European Union, including keeping 3,500 armed force personnel on standby. Gavin Williamson is the UK Defence Secretary.
We've as yet not had any formal requests from any government department, but what we are doing is putting contingency plans in place, and what we will do is have 3,500 service personnel held at readiness, including regulars and reserves, in order to support any government department on any contingencies they may need.
With just over 100 days until Brexit kicks in March 29th, Prime Minister Theresa May has yet to win the support of Parliament for her deal on future ties with the EU. Voters in Madagascar are casting ballots for president on Wednesday and choosing between two former presidents, Andry Rajoelina and Marc Ravalomanana. Togolese voters will cast ballots in legislative elections Thursday that a coalition of opposition parties is boycotting after denouncing irregularities and demanding reform first. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday said there is nothing to stop the U.S. and Russia from holding talks with other nations on joining an intermediate forces nuclear treaty Washington said it will withdraw from. He said there are problems with the 1987 INF Treaty, but other countries possessing short and intermediate-range missiles should join or a new accord should be negotiated. The U.S. last month delivered a 60-day ultimatum for Russia to come clean about what it calls Moscow's treaty violations. President Donald Trump on Tuesday launched the military's new Space Command, an organizational structure for all military space operations. Vice President Mike Pence spoke on the importance the president places on space security in an appearance at Cape Canaveral, Florida.
Under his leadership, the United States is taking steps to ensure that American national security is as dominant in space as it is here on Earth.
He said other nations, naming Russia and China, have made space a warfighting domain, threatening satellites while working to deploy weapons there. It's an unusual story, unprecedented, one might suspect, whereby two Roman Catholic nuns in Los Angeles, California, have been accused of embezzling $500,000 from a Catholic school and then using it for traveling and gambling. According to the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, former school principal Sister Mary Kreuper and Sister Lana Chang are accused of embezzling tuition, fees, and donations, and parents like Jack Alexander are outraged.
All the time when we're hearing that, you know, the school didn't have enough money for this or for that, the reality is coming out is, well, we had the money. She was just diverting it for her own personal use and enjoyment.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.
In broadcast, it's today's